está avanzado. Te llevo por todo lo necesario de mi idioma. Píldoras potentes de inglés. También hay libros de texto que acompañan al curso, pero son opcionales. Con o sin ellos, aprenderás mucho inglés o mejorarás mucho tu dominio. Pruébalo en Google. Baugan RTV a la carta. Ahí nos veremos.
¿Quieres apuntarte a un curso de inglés y no sabes cuál escoger? ¿Por qué no pruebas nuestro curso trimestral de Baugan? Son solo 3 meses, no pierdes nada y te aseguramos que vas a ganar mucho. 3 meses en los que podrás ver cuál es tu nivel real de inglés. 3 meses en los que trabajarás tu listening y speaking en todo momento. 3 meses en los que subirás ese nivel tanto que... pues que querrás otros 3 meses y otros 3... Entra en grupobaugan.com e infórmate. Curso trimestral de Baugan.
Y hasta aquí el Black Friday. En Baugan te ofrecemos un 10% de descuento en nuestros cursos más destacados. Para más información, llama al 91-133-5833 o visítanos en nuestra web grupobaugan.com.
You're listening to Vaughn Radio.
Testing,
test your English.
Hello and welcome to Test Your English with me, Jimena. And I can actually see Nacho today.
Yeah.
This is really nice.
Face to face.
It's a bit weird, actually. I'm not. Yeah. Can you cover your face up, please?
Un poco así con el
yeah. because I'm in the small studio, which is very exciting. It's like a, what's it like? A little cave.
Yeah. It's a bit more intimate.
There are fewer flies. that's the reason.
Sure.
I've run away from the flies. No, because I just like a change of scenery.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just seeing Nacho from the front rather than through a camera, which is behind. Yeah, very confusing. But today we are talking about a legend.
Yeah.
Do you think that's okay? Is that when do you become a legend? Do you have to be over a certain age?
No.
All right.
Desde que haces una buena peli o algo así. Ya,
yeah, you're
ya
just you're already a legend. Exactly. So I think she's over 30.
I think. Very young.
Yeah. She's just one of those people that everyone seems to like. Oh no.
I have to say that
No.
That I not only like her, I love her.
Oh, you
like. Yeah. yeah. Es mi amor platónico.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what do you mean amor platónico if you haven't met her?
Por eso. Que es mi amor platónico. Amor platónico is like a love that you can't,
no.
Reach.
No. You've just made up that definition.
Sí, hombre, sí.
Platonic love is between friends, no?
No.
Is
no.
This? Don't do this. No. Nacho, you're wrong.
Que
it's here.
Ser,
I've got it here.
Puede ser entre friends, pero no tiene por qué.
Espera. Explain your love for Jennifer Lawrence. Explain the type of love you have. And then I'll tell you if it's the definition of platonic love or not.
That I love her even though I don't know her.
Okay, so you, Nacho, face
maybe
to face,
cinematographic
are wrong.
Love.
You're wrong.
A ver. Why?
Because unless
ahora
there's some
mal
exactly.
temporada, because today is our last show.
It wasn't me that decided. It's true. It's our last. It's our last. Mm-hmm. Oh God, and we're gonna have a big fight, and it's all gonna go wrong, and I'm gonna. I might as well just fight with everyone, and then just be like. Yeah, burn my bridges.
Estás un poco peleona.
Es que estás claramente wrong. I cannot. Our poor listeners can't be learning from Nacho when it was Plato that decided the definition, not Jimena. Okay. And you are saying. Hold on, I'm getting up a picture here in Spanish.
Sí.
Búscalo and see if you can find a definition that works for your definition. Because would you marry Jennifer Lawrence?
Yes.
Okay. First problem with the platonic love thing.
Ah, ¿no me puedo casar?
No.
Bueno, a ver. I have to ask for permission to my wife my real wife.
Yeah.
But if she let me.
If she lets you.
Lets me.
Because you'll say this is just a platonic love. Listen, Nacho, to the definition.
A ver.
I've got it in Spanish and in English. Por si. Platonic love is a type of love that is not sexual or romantic. Dudo mucho that your love for Jennifer Lawrence is not one of those. Okay? Because platonic love is between friends.
I'm not going to close any door.
Exactly, that's what I mean. You're not closing the doors, but I wouldn't define your love for her as platonic.
Bueno, okay. So it's cinematographic love.
Espera, en español también, ¿eh?
Ah, vale.
Amor platónico es una expresión que en su uso común pretende referirse a la versión filosófica que tuvo Platón acerca del amor.
Yeah, you're right.
Say that again. Sorry.
So what? You're right. You are right.
But can you make a special raffaga with that?
No. No, para un programa que nos queda, no voy a hacer nada ya.
I can't believe I'm right. I'm so happy.
So, how do you say this kind of love?
I don't know. Unrequited is like, unrequited is when you love someone and they don't love you back. It could be because...
No, eso no es.
She would love you. Exactly.
Not yet, but she will.
Okay, so that's unrequited love, que no es.
No.
Platonic love,
tampoco.
We don't think so.
No, es.
What would it be? It would be love from afar or love... I don't know if there's... I don't think a philosopher's given us a term for that.
I don't know.
I think unrequited love sounds quite Shakespearean. But yeah, we can make up a word. J-Lo love.
Yeah.
J-Lo love from afar. J-Love. So Nacho has a case of J-Love.
Mm-hmm.
Explain that to me.
Who's your J-Love?
The man from This Is Us.
Jack.
J-Love.
Me too.
J-Love. Oh my God.
I want to be like that.
Oh my God, and I want to be married to Jack.
Model.
Apart from the, you know.
He's my role model.
Oh my God, yeah. What a guy.
Even though I know he's a character.
No, he's not a character anymore. He lives beyond This Is Jack. J-Love. Brilliant. I forgot his name. I was going to say Vigo.
It's Milo Ventimiglia.
Milo, that's it. MV, exactly. MV. Anyway, so today's show is all about the J-Love. It's all about Jennifer...
Lawrence.
That one. Yay, we love her. So, Nacho, I think you'll love these fun facts.
Fun facts.
Okay, so... let's have a think. Jennifer Lawrence. First of all, before I tell you everything you probably already know about her.
No.
You haven't stalked her.
No, I'm super fan.
You don't have a poster up all over your house.
No,
okay.
No.
But when did you fall in J-Love with her?
Hunger Games.
Okay. When was that?
Poor, a long time ago.
Yeah, right.
Like 7 or 8 years ago, no?
I feel like I've watched one. I'd love to watch them again. How many films are there?
Maybe 4?
I read the books and they were brilliant, but obviously Jennifer Lawrence is not in the books.
Yeah, no.
I think I definitely watched one of the films. I'm going to do that this weekend. So, Jennifer Lawrence, number one, she's a genius. Did you know that? Está a tu nivel, eh?
Thank you.
She had, this means nothing to me. And maybe not you. What's a GPA? Grade point average. That's what they talk about in America. A GPA.
Like your IQ, is it? Or QOI?
Yeah, but I don't know. It's a school system thing, I think. They say, let's check. What's a good GPA? Yeah? What do you think?
I don't know. IQ or QI? How do you say that?
IQ? No, IQ is a different measurement because it's like...
more than 200 is like...
Or 200?
No, 100 and...
I was going to say, I'm sure I'm like around 100. Or not. I don't know if that's good or bad. I'm not above average.
I think 120 is like average.
I think I was average. That's so sad, isn't it?
I don't know, to be sincere.
Have you done an IQ test?
I did once in
on
a website. And,
were you average too?
Like our quizzes.
Oh, you got, you were a genius.
You never know. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I was, yeah.
Pero no, creo que fuera
I think I was verídico. Definitely not a genius. And I was like, I think this quiz is wrong. I'm going to do it somewhere else. Anyway, so here it says a good college GPA is generally 3.7 or above. Pues no es tan lista. Tiene 3.9.
Hombre, para ser genius es more than 3.7.
It doesn't say more. It doesn't say being more than a genius. It says a good college GPA. Good.
Well, but it, I don't know if it's out of four.
Maybe if it's out of four, I think it is actually out of four. okay. She's very, very clever. A good average, apparent, the average rather, is around 3.15. That's the average GPA. Okay, so I guess an A minus or A average expected. Okay, well, anyway, if the website says she's a genius, she's a genius. Okay? She rejected Prince Harry. Did you know that?
Yeah, because she's waiting for Nacho. Someone better.
She was like, no, King of England, nah.
She doesn't know me, but she feels me.
Yeah, exactly. She's like, hold on. Well, I don't know if she does anymore, Nacho, because she's married and about to have a baby. Yeah. Oh, sorry. But maybe, yeah, she'll get divorced and then she'll come looking for you. Okay? Don't give up hope yet. Okay. You'll just have another kid. Because she's about, well, I don't know if she's about to give birth, but she is pregnant.
Well, no importa.
Exactly. Anyway, so she starred in My Super Sweet 16, whatever that is. Something on MTV reality show. Boring.
Ah, I saw it.
What?
No, not the Jennifer's one, but I once saw it.
Really?
It's like it's like a program. They show you the party that your parents give you when you turn 16.
Okay.
It's super freak. It's
like
a wedding, but without a boyfriend or a girlfriend.
Oh, yeah. Just being 16. Fine. She was 14 at the time of shooting, it says. Hold on. I'm taking my shoes off.
Vale.
Sorry.
She was 14.
Hold on.
She was 14 in his Super 16 party.
Yep.
Ah.
Yeah.
Pues muy bien.
It was a promo commercial, it says. So there we go. Sorry, I've got warm feet.
Pero cómo, ¿qué ha pasado? ¿Que has perdido un calcetín?
No, ya, I'm wearing it now.
¿Cómo puedes perder un calcetín con los zapatos?
Because I'm wearing like UGG boots. Okay, and they're very warm.
Okay.
Because it's been very cold. Mm-hmm. But in the studio, it's very hot.
Yeah.
And I don't need extra heat on my feet.
No.
They don't smell. Just telling you.
Bueno, a mí no me importa.
Exactly. There's a glass wall between us. You're safe. Anyway, so it didn't take long for J-Law, to become a Hollywood icon. Okay, she was spotted by, great word to be spotted, by a talent scout. Okay, we've looked at that word before. What's a talent scout?
Like un cazatalentos.
Exactly. And then she got her first major role in a TV show called The Bill Engvall Show. Yeah. But anyway, then she got into another film called Garden Party, Winter's Bone, and then X-Men, and then The Hunger Games. But that was her big break, no? Or do you think X-Men?
Well, X-Men...
X-Men Mystique,
The thing is, in X-Men there are a lot of main characters, and she's... I'm not sure if she's one of them.
So you've watched the X-Men films?
I watched it.
That one, Mystique?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, like the blue one.
God knows.
But,
it's like a whole new world.
Mystica.
Okay, I didn't watch it. I don't know what you're talking about. She was an Abercrombie and Fitch model. Because she's got, it says here, good looks and long legs. There you go. Mm-hmm. That's all you need to be an Abercrombie and Fitch model. And then she was almost cast, but not, as Twilight's Bella Swan. Have you watched Twilight?
Oh, yeah, menos mal.
Why?
I don't...
¿Te da miedo los vampiros?
No, I don't...
They're not real.
No.
They're not real, Nacho. You're okay.
No.
You're safe.
Well, she would have done a better job, I think, than...
Than Kirsten Stewart?
Yeah.
Nah, she looks more vampire-like.
Yeah, pero well, people can see this, but her face was like all the time.
Oh, really?
Like boring. I'm bored. I don't want to do this.
I don't want to be in this multi-million pound film.
Yeah, I don't like the wolf. I don't like the other one. No me gusta nadie. Estaba aburrida. No?
I don't know. I've not watched it. I've seen clips. Does she give birth to a little baby vampire?
Oh, that's my favorite part.
Yeah. That,
because all Christmas when, well, a cousin of my wife, comes to Madrid, and we, it's like a tradition. We see,
you watch the vampire giving birth.
We watch two films while we have some beers and
okay.
Love Actually and.
And Twilight.
And Twilight. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Are you trying to live like This Is Us, where they watch, what film do they watch?
Ah, es verdad, era Loca Academia de Policía, ¿no?
Yes.
¿Cómo se dice en inglés?
I can't remember.
Bueno.
The film they watch on Thanksgiving.
Ah.
Which was yesterday.
Yeah.
Mm. Mm-hmm. So hold on, This Is Us, Thanksgiving film.
Sí, ¿no? Era Loca Academia de Policía 3 o 4.
Oh, it's Police Academy, exactly. Police Academy and then a random number.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yeah,
it was
yeah.
4 or...
God, three. You've got a good memory. Why do you have that knowledge in your head?
I don't know.
That's so weird.
I don't know. It's my GPI. I
know. Yeah, this huge GPI. GPA.
GPA. Ah, bueno.
God.
Ya me ha bajado.
Anyway, anyway. Yeah, exactly. So I don't have any traditions like that. I'm going to start. But watching the same film every year.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, Love Actually is like the best movie ever. So
really? Yeah. I'm not so sure. She's one of the youngest Oscar winners ever. Okay, and we're going to look at this when we get to the phrasal verb section, because I think it was at the Oscars where she had her famous, let's call it a slip up. Yep, yep, she was, well, we're going to look at it in the phrasal verb section. I don't want to give any spoilers. So, she's won an Oscar for her role in Silver Linings Playbook. ¿Qué es aquí? What was it in Spanish? Do you remember the Silver Linings Playbook? Se ha cortado. Se cortó.
No, because I...
Because you clicked.
I pushed the wrong button, sorry. We're doing it in another studio.
Yeah, yeah. Nacho likes to press buttons. Yeah. Just, yeah, whatever.
People love to...
Love.
Love, love.
Yeah, 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 yeah. She was voted as... Okay, so these are, you know, in the yearbook things where they give you names. Like, most fun, most... whatever, likely to end up in jail, you know, that type of thing.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
She was voted most...
I don't know.
What do you think?
Sexy?
Come on. No.
No? Most lovable?
No. No. So not that. Calm down with the J-Law, love.
I don't know. I don't know.
Most talkative.
Talkative, yeah. I've seen some interviews... of her.
With her.
With her. And mm-hmm. She's very funny.
Is well. She?
Yeah.
I haven't watched her. Jennifer, come on the show if you're around. Maybe not next week or the week after because I'll be giving birth. Well,
no,
so
no,
will
but
you.
I'm going to
but
be
Nacho
here.
But Nacho will be here.
No, no, no.
See, I'll be all alone.
No, pasa nada. You come when, while I'm on my holidays. I will come.
He'll be there. He'll be there waiting for you. Yeah. She's a massive fan of... No, not Nacho.
Jack Nicholson.
Harry Potter.
Ah.
Harry Potter. She said that she's read the Harry Potter books 4 times and has even pretended to be a witch.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. She's used a bow and arrow.
Como she's pretended to be a witch?
That's what it says. I don't have any other information.
Okay.
That's all I've got. But yeah, she's a massive Harry Potter fan. So you can woo her. What does to woo mean?
Woo. Woo. No,
to woo.
Know.
W-O-O.
I don't know.
To seduce.
Ah. See?
Wow. To, yeah.
Like buying a...
It's very old,
a
like a bunch of flowers, yeah.
You say that barita, magic stick.
A chocolate bar.
No, barita. No, barrita. No, no. Barita. Barita mágica, like...
A magic wand.
Magic wand.
Yeah, you could
I
try.
I have one. My
there you go.
My sister give me one.
Wooing is normally very good. Like a romantic thing, like you try and woo them with flowers or woo them with a nice cooked dinner. or whatever, okay? Mm-hmm. To woo, like not seduce, but yeah, to win their love, okay? Mm-hmm. It's an old word, to woo, mm-hmm. like Romeo and Juliet.
Yeah.
She has a tattoo on her hand. Do you know what it says?
No.
Okay, so she's got a tattoo with... It's a mistake.
A ver. A ver, fun fact.
She wanted to have H2O on her hand.
H2O, okay.
Okay, which means?
Agua.
Very good. Is this it? Platonic love? No.
No.
Agua, bien. Yes.
Fórmula química.
But instead she got H squared O.
Oh, what a...
So en vez de abajo, ¿no? La pusieron arriba. The little two.
So now it means nothing.
Now it means nothing. H squared O. What's...
But it's very personalized.
Exactly. What's squared in Spanish?
Al cuadrado.
Eso, es súper raro.
Mm-hmm. H al cuadrado O.
H al cuadrado O. No. Nada, absolutely nothing. Brilliant. Mm-hmm. She has a drunk alter ego named Gail. But, and Gail is a man. Is it a man?
That is all.
Yeah,
drunk.
A masculine alter ego, that likes to have arm wrestles.
By the way, is it like a real person or she,
no, it's
when,
her
when
alter
she's
ego.
Drunk, when
yeah.
she's drunk,
she turns into Gail.
Turns into a man.
A man that arm okay. wrestles called Gail. Yep. Yeah. And yes, she's a tomboy.
A what?
A tomboy is alguien no muy femenina.
Yeah.
And she says, being the only girl in the Lawrence family naturally turned Jennifer into a tomboy. And she was the first born girl in over 50 years on her dad's side. So había solo hijos. She
claro.
Was the first one.
Un poquito masculina tenía que salir. Un poquito.
Claro. And she wasn't allowed to play with the other girls at school because she was too rough.
Oh.
She didn't mean to hurt them.
I can imagine
that. Pauline.
Yeah.
And she wanted to play ball. That's really funny. That's a bit like my daughter. No, my daughter is, she's not exactly a tomboy because she's, le gusta pintarse las uñas en esas cosas. I used to be a proper tomboy. It was like my statement. But my daughter does love to play like, the games that the boys plays, and she's just like, es que las chicas solo hablan de cosas y muñecas. And I'm like, yeah, well, you know, you just go and play with the boys.
But be
she doesn't
boy.
Want to. She doesn't want to, she wants to play boys' games with the girls.
Wow.
Difficult.
Yeah.
Life is difficult. Mm-hmm. She needed to meet mini Jennifer Lawrence.
Oh, yeah.
And we'll be okay. And yeah, she had, well, there's more facts. Loads of facts. She faked an affair with this guy, Bradley Cooper.
She faked.
Yep.
An affair. Ah, mola.
Yep. Okay.
Yeah.
And then she...
It's like that rumor with a guy from Modern Family, the chubby guy.
I haven't watched Modern Family, and I don't know who he is.
No. It's a, he plays a character that is gay.
Okay.
And he's a little bit... Rechonchito,
yeah.
Chubby, no?
Chubby.
And suddenly it a rumor started that she was with Charlize Theron.
Ah, brilliant.
He was with Charlize Theron and everybody believed it.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah.
I'm dating Bradley Cooper, actually.
Ah, sí?
I didn't, not many people know that.
Is your, ¿cómo era?
The father of my unborn child.
J Love.
No, actually I don't. Love him, but I mean, I'm having an affair with him because he's famous.
No, vale.
Nothing else. Vale. She was born with teeth. Remember we said the other day, the babies, one in 2000. Well, there you go. J-Law was apparently born with teeth.
Es especial.
Es que en todo. Es a genius. She's strong. She's brave. She's Katniss. And she's born with teeth. So there we go. She always dreamed of becoming a doctor. Pues nada.
No le pega mucho. No.
I can imagine her. No, you don't think.
It would be great for me. That now that I think.
Yeah, she should have.
A doctor is my dream come true. For my hypochondriac.
Exactly. Honey, what's wrong with me today? I've got. Yeah, it would have been perfect. But she didn't follow her dream.
Oh.
What a mess. Anyway, so Nacho.
What?
Let's practice.
What?
And I'm going to ask you to practice your pronunciation, so that's really awkward.
Bueno. A ver,
sit. No.
Pronounce it properly, please. Okay, so have you bothered to read the relatable Jennifer Lawrence quotes to celebrate her 30th birthday that I sent you? So she was 30 last year, because this is from August the 14th, 2020. Okay? Yeah. So, Nacho.
Okay, first one?
Yeah.
A ver, a ver. If anybody even tries to whisper the word diet, I'm like, you can go pee yourself.
Very good. It sounded like you said pee yourself.
You can go over here.
You can go F yourself.
F yourself.
Exactly. So, she
now,
doesn't...
I love her even more.
Does she like diets?
No.
No, she doesn't.
No.
Don't even try and whisper
the word
diet. Very good girl. Well done, Jen. Next one. Perfect pronunciation, by the way. Diet.
Thank you.
Whisper.
Venga, la última, ¿no? No nos da tiempo más.
Venga.
Be comfortable. What are you going to do? Be hungry every single day to make other people happy? That's just dumb.
I see she likes her food. Good girl. Me
sí,
too. A woman.
Un poquito obsesionada.
Exactly. A woman after my own heart. Anyway, see you after the break.
Y hasta aquí el Black Friday. En Vaughan te ofrecemos un 10% de descuento en nuestros cursos más destacados. Para más información, llama al 91-133-5833 o visítanos en nuestra web grupovaughan.com.
Aprender inglés es una cuestión personal porque estamos viviendo ya en un mundo que se necesita hablar inglés. Me gusta mucho viajar y lo utilizo cuando estoy fuera. Y aparte me di cuenta que cuando estás trabajando, si quieres acceder a determinados puestos, necesitas un nivel de inglés muy bueno. Y esa fue la razón principal por la que me decidí a hacer este máster. Algunas veces cuando estoy haciendo el máster parece que no avanzo, que no llego a ninguna parte, pero poco a poco me doy cuenta que voy solucionando situaciones que antes no sabía cómo afrontar. Lo que más me gusta del máster es el contacto directo que existe con todos los profesores, la personalización del servicio y que puedes en cualquier momento recurrir a ellos, que siempre están dispuestos a ayudarte.
No importa lo que hayas estudiado, no importa a qué te quieras dedicar, hagas lo que hagas, vas a necesitar el inglés. Haz un máster que realmente merezca la pena. Haz el máster en inglés profesional de Vaughan. Más información en el 91-133-5833 o en grupovaughan.com. Máster en inglés profesional.
Además, ahora financiate hasta el 100% del coste y págalo cómodamente hasta en 24 meses. Puedes ver las condiciones de financiación en el apartado de máster en grupovaughan.com.
Hello, I'm your Vaughan telephone class teacher. How are you doing?
¿Quieres que un profesor Vaughan llame a tus trabajadores? Con horarios flexibles y la posibilidad de cancelar o reservar cualquier sesión dentro de la misma semana. Elige el tema de conversación que tú quieras. Una conversación telefónica con un angloparlante con el ingrediente clave del método Vaughan para empresas. Consulta condiciones en el 91-133-5831. 91-133-5831.
Are you ready to start the class?
¿Quieres apuntarte a un curso de inglés y no sabes cuál escoger? ¿Por qué no pruebas nuestro curso trimestral de Vaughan? Son solo 3 meses, no pierdes nada y te aseguramos que vas a ganar mucho. 3 meses en los que podrás ver cuál es tu nivel real de inglés. 3 meses en los que trabajarás tu listening and speaking en todo momento. 3 meses en los que subirás ese nivel tanto que, pues, que querrás otros 3 meses y otros 3. Entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate. Curso trimestral de Vaughan.
¿Quieres recibir clase conmigo? Pues si quieres, tienes 200 horas de clase de inglés gratis en RTV a la carta. Ve a Google y escribe Vaughan RTV a la carta. Y presto, ahí verás más de 370 clases de media hora y cada día se añade una más. Desde principiante hasta avanzado, te llevo por todo lo necesario de mi idioma.
Píldoras potentes de inglés. También hay libros de texto que acompañan al curso, pero son opcionales. Con o sin ellos, aprenderás mucho inglés o mejorarás mucho tu dominio. Pruébalo en Google. Baugan RTV a la carta. Ahí nos veremos.
Dispara tu carrera profesional con un Máster Baugan. Dominarás el inglés oral en situaciones cotidianas y profesionales. Aprenderás a escribir correctamente textos y cartas de negocios en perfecto inglés y transmitirás una imagen de profesionalidad. El Máster incluye una o dos inmersiones lingüísticas en Baugan Town, donde practicarás lo aprendido en el Máster con angloparlantes nativos de todas partes del mundo. Puedes hacerlo a tiempo completo o a tiempo parcial. Tú eliges la que más te convenga. La versión completa se realiza por videoconferencia e incluye más de 900 horas de inglés y dos inmersiones en Baugan Town. La versión parcial se realiza también por videoconferencia o, si lo prefieres, de manera presencial en nuestros centros de Madrid, Barcelona, Valencia y Zaragoza, e incluye más de 500 horas de inglés y una inmersión en Baugan Town. Todo, por supuesto, en un entorno seguro, cumpliendo todas las medidas de higiene y distanciamiento social. Te estamos ofreciendo el mejor programa de inglés del mercado. Tú decides. Máster en inglés profesional. Para más información, grupobaugan.com.
The J-Law program. I hope you've got some funky music for later, Nacho. No.
Of course I have.
Ah, well, that's...
No, no sé. Bueno, podemos poner una de así de salida. Bonita.
Okay, well, there's one from The Hunger Games. I was going
to
say.
It's not bonita, to be sincere.
Is it like
a very
depressing, dramatic, like Squid Game?
It's with like a dramatic theme, no?
I don't know.
If I can remember, it's like a song that they sing when they are going to...
Oh. God.
To be selected or something like that. To the
Hunger Games.
Pues it was brave enough to...
¿Cómo
se dice?
Spoil.
Ocupar. No, bueno, es como el principio de la peli.
Ah, ok.
Ella ocupa el lugar de su hermano, hermana.
I can't remember anything.
Tu, ¿cómo es? To
take
cut,
their place.
To cut, a, eso. To cut a long story short.
Yeah.
The Hunger Games are like a games the poor people are selected to play.
Yeah, to win for their
to win and
district,
their,
huh?
Their, yeah, one for every, for each district, for every district.
Yeah.
And, ¿cómo se llama? Candy's sister.
Katniss.
Katniss. Bueno, fue elegida. Was selected. And, pero
she
tú te puedes presentar
place.
Voluntario.
Whoa, sorry. Little studio you can hear all the text messages. Anyway, so, I wanted to teach you a phrasal verb, Nacho, not about Hunger Games.
Okay.
Yeah? Vamos. You ready for it? Great.
Get up. Turn down. Pick up. Pass away.
Phrasal verb time.
No!
I was saying earlier that when she... accepted her Oscar, I think it was at the Oscars, that she, there was a slip-up. What's a slip-up?
Un fallo, ¿no?
Sí, yeah. You can slip up in a speech, for example. You can slip up and do something wrong, like when Nacho pressed that wrong button. And
no, se me no, 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 no,
and also maybe when your phone vibrates in the table and goes next to you. But, so that's a slip-up. A slip up like a noun, but you can slip up
te puedes,
as a verb.
Como resbalarte, ¿no? Literally.
Yeah, but
no?
You wouldn't say, si no. resbalas, you'd say she slipped. You wouldn't say she slipped up, because slip up es esto, de hacer, de equivocarte en algo.
I slip up.
You slipped up. You just slipped up just now trying to say that it's resbalar. No, no, no. No lo es. But, si te caes, te tropezas con algo, tropiezas.
Muy bien.
Te tropiezas.
Me ha gustado también. Tropiezas.
It's reflexive.
Te tropiezas. Sí.
So si te tropiezas con algo, like she did with her dress, what do? You
I don't know, sleep.
No, you don't slip.
Yo...
Trip up.
Trip.
You trip up. I think
always
it's just up.
Up.
I was just
yeah,
trying to think.
I'm sure.
No,
sure.
Not always with up.
No, no, hay algunos verbos que no se puede, pero...
Trip over.
Normalmente.
She tripped over her dress. You tripped, she tripped up the stairs. Because up, there's a bit of direction
subiendo,
there.
Sí,
claro. Sí, sí, sí.
Estuviese bajando,
tripped
down.
She tripped down the stairs. Mm-hmm. She tripped over her dress. She tripped down the stairs. Can you trip down? Oh, no.
Diría, I'll trip up. Yes.
Okay, let's stick with trip up. No, you can't trip up down the stairs, that's for sure. She tripped on the stairs. She tripped going down the stairs. She tripped down the stairs. I don't think you can trip down. You fall down the stairs. Or you trip up the stairs. Mm-hmm. Trip is like... Que te pierdes el pie.
Te tropiezas.
But you can trip down. No. I'm really sad about trip down now. I don't think... I trip down now. Don't use trip down. Okay, just in case. You've got a perfectly good phrase of a fall down. Mm-hmm. She fell down the stairs. She tripped over her dress and she fell down the stairs. Or she tripped over her dress and she tripped up the stairs. She fell up the stairs. Oh, my God. Anyway, let's leave phrase verbs and go for world records. Record breakers. Okay, Nacho.
Okay.
What do you think she's done, this woman?
Oh.
What hasn't she done?
She won the Hunger Games.
Yeah, true. I don't know if that's a world record, but...
That's a world spoiler.
Yeah.
But, yeah, she did.
In what book?
I don't know.
In all of them?
Tú los has leído.
Sí, he leído.
No, no voy a decir más spoilers, no.
Es que no me acuerdo.
There are a few games. There's only one.
There's a few games.
Yeah, it's like the first game, the first Hunger Games, and then it was like an anniversary or something that the...
And they all came back,
The winners came back to the...
By the way.
From some different ages.
And did they want to go back?
Algo pasa por dinero, por algo.
Sí, algo, no, yeah, I remember. I like how you're pronouncing Hunger Games, by the way.
Hunger Games.
Because it's not Anger Games.
No, 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 eso es los juegos de los enfadados.
No, 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 no. Although it is también. But Hunger Games. It is a brilliant concept.
Yeah.
Squid Game has totally copied it.
Don't make me
don't talk about Squid. Calamares.
Don't watch it, people. Don't watch it. Don't waste your time.
Just watch Jennifer, okay? She's not a waste of time.
No, no.
She is the highest grossing action heroine thanks to the success of the blockbuster franchise.
Mm-hmm.
The Hunger Games. It's a franchise. What does that mean?
Esto de franchise lo meten mucho en internet.
Yeah, and no one
no
quite knows.
Está claro. No.
So like every...
Bueno, como, sí, como
so they're little shops selling Hunger Games toys or what?
No, I don't think so. No. Franchise maybe refers
just
to like...
Just four films in a row.
Yeah. Like a trilogy.
Yeah.
What do you say when it's four? A four-ology.
Four-ology. Quadrology.
Quadrology. What is it?
Is up, is up. I don't know. Well, they're four Hunger Games. Sorry.
I think so. It's
you
like
said that about
two
10 times.
And the last movie is like divided in two. Like...
Part one, part two. Very clever.
Like Harry Potter.
That's what a franchise is. Just to drag it out as long as possible.
Alargalo.
Eso, eso, eso. Mm-hmm. So she was the highest grossing action heroine, raking in, I love that phrase of verb, to rake in is to recaudar the dinero, to rake in more than 1.52 billion internationally.
Toma.
Not bad.
No, no.
So, in the 2015, this was written in 2014, Guinness Book of World Records, she lists The Hunger Games, Catching Fire, as the highest grossing post-apocalyptic movie, earning more than 850... That's a really random section.
Sí,
highest grossing post-apocalyptic.
Claro, que yo, así también puedo tener yo un récord.
Exactly.
Te pones así.
The lowest grossing...
Claro, the lowest grossing radio technician hero, I don't know.
Wearing glasses. Exactly.
Claro,
but yeah, this is what this article's giving me. Okay?
Bueno, así es de internet.
And it says she's not the only star who set a world record in 2015. ¿Quieres saber más famous people that set a world record in 2015?
Of course.
Brilliant. Miley Cyrus became the most searched for pop star on the internet.
Yeah.
In 2015.
Yeah, I can imagine why. Yeah, it's a little bit controversial.
After the twerking.
Yeah.
Apparently.
I thought it was like in that video with the breaking ball.
No. Mm-hmm. No, it's the twerking.
Okay.
And Shakira became the most liked person on Facebook. In 2015.
Eso sí que me impresiona.
¿Tampoco Shakira? ¿Piensas de Shakira?
No, it's like, I don't know. It's not, she's famous, but not that famous.
Yeah, exactly. So, well, and the Wolf of Wall Street, we've seen this in another show the other day. Mm-hmm. Won the role for the most, not the role, the won the record for the most expletives. Yes.
¿Quién ganó the more expletives?
The Wolf of Wall Street.
Ah, hombre, claro, sí. Sí, sí, it's a record, the F word.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
We saw that the other day. See, this is a fact. Thank God the internet is, on it.
For being the last program, everything is making sense.
So there you go. Beautiful world records from 2015. Some of them vaguely related to Jennifer Lawrence.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Perfect. So now let's see what's next on the list. What's next on the list, Nacho? It's Test Our Nacho.
Test Our Nacho.
A mí?
Okay, are you ready? This is not a test to tell you about how much platonic love you have for Jennifer.
No, okay? Necesito un test.
Ya sabes, 100%, ¿no? Genius levels of, right. This test is also not about, well, I could also ask you about Jennifer, like her. Do you want to test how much do you know about her? Or do you want to test which Jennifer Lawrence character are you?
Where is it?
Is it?
Yeah.
The Jennifer Lawrence? Okay.
Yeah. I only know two, I think. Three.
Well, we'll see which one.
Mystic, Candice. Parecía Candice. Bueno, no sé. En español creo que es Candice.
Ah, sí?
Candice. No sé.
And Katniss is like a plant.
Uh-huh. Well, I saw the last movie was A Passenger with Chris Pratt.
With who?
Chris Pratt.
Ah, Chris Pratt. No, I don't.
That is one. They are our space, and
I don't know what films I've seen. Hold
alone
on.
Alone in the space.
Alone. Mm-hmm. What's it called? Passenger.
Passenger.
No, I watched a very strange film the other day. Moon.
No idea.
Oh my God!
Well, the moon.
Yeah, I'm not going to tell you. She's been in Red Sparrow. What's Red Sparrow?
Red Sparrow.
Passengers here. Sin Sajo
is the Hunger Games.
Don't know that one.
Sin Sajo is the Hunger Games.
Ah,
and Red Sparrow,
part one.
I think is
another
the same.
Hunger Games. Yeah. Oh, so she's only been in the Hunger Games.
Yeah, and
no, and El Lado Luminoso de la Vida.
Ah,
Silver Linings Playbook.
Another one of las cosas en Spanish with your.
With my boyfriend.
With your boyfriend, yeah.
J Love.
No, J. Cooper.
Him,
Cooper.
Him, my affair. Okay, yeah, I see. She's been in. I don't know any of these. Serena? It's What I Do. Dos Tontos Más Tontos. Ah, Dumb and Dumber too.
I see.
Yeah, apparently. El Castor, The Beaver. She was in a film called The Beaver.
Fíjate.
Bueno. Maybe you'll get one of these. We'll see. Anyway, so the quiz.
Venga.
Choose a travel destination. New York, Sydney, Lake Tahoe, or London. I don't know how to pronounce Lake Tahoe. Tahoe.
I'm going to say Sydney.
Okay. Where are you going? I don't know. What are your ideal plans for a Friday night? Watching movies at home? Going on a date? Going to bed? Or a night out with friends?
Oh, this is controversial. Nowadays, going to bed and watching a film. I'm going to say watching a film.
Okay, watching movies, please. She's American.
Okay.
Come on.
Excuse me, Jay.
A homeless person asks you for spare change. You stop and give them any change you have. Ignore them. Say no and keep walking. You're going to quedar for that. Yes, lo que digas.
No,
or lie and say you have no cash.
I say no and keep walking.
Oh my God. Yeah, she's not going to marry you. She looks like a philanthropist, I think.
Sometimes. Jealous. Sometimes I buy them some things, but.
Well, that was not an option
no
that you've.
Opción. Yep. Pero quiero que quede constancia.
Yep.
But I don't give any money.
Pick a color. Blue.
Hombre, aquí está.
Black. Green or red.
Pues yellow. Siempre es yellow. No sé nada que decir.
Why not? Sorry. There's pues no Jennifer Lawrence character.
Vamos a decir blue.
Okay, blue. There we go. Which of these things makes you the angriest? Dishonesty. People not listening to you. Rudeness. Or unfairness. That's a really, really, really good question. I don't know. I'm going to try and think of the
I'm
answer.
I'm going to say unfairness.
Yep. I think that might be my... Although yesterday, Merkel and I told a lady to not be so brusca. Is that okay?
Si fue brusca.
Brusca. Literally, I just said, because the packet of carrots opened, you know, like burst as I put it in. And I was like, ah, perdona, ¿tienes una bolsita? Like the plastic bags that they have. I don't like using plastic, but I didn't want the carrots everywhere.
Claro.
And she was like, no, aquí no tengo. I tengo que ir ahí. You know, vale, vale, voy yo. I'm not worried. But she walked off in a huff.
Como,
like super huff. Angry. And I was like, whoa. No, I said, no tiene que ser tan brusca. Yo hubiese ido. Is that bad?
She no, it's super perfect. Brusca, it's perfect. I wouldn't have said anything and I would love to.
It's good. I was like so confused because I was being so polite and before she'd said something a bit like, yeah, anyway.
And on top of that, saying that to a pregnant woman is like
even worse. I like walking. It's not like I'm not, but yeah, it was very strange. Anyway, so I don't know. Maybe I would have chosen rudeness, but you've chosen unfairness, which I think, yeah, maybe that's even more annoying. Where would you rather live? An apartment in the middle of a city? Somewhere far away from your hometown? The middle of nowhere? Or in the suburbs? Ooh, this is going to be crucial.
In the suburbs.
I don't know which character you're going to get. I guess if you said in the middle of nowhere, you'd be Katniss, no?
Yeah, and in the suburbs, I guess I'm going to be in the lado bueno de las cosas.
Ah, the...
lado bueno, sí. Creo que viven por ahí.
How would your friends describe you? Passionate?
No. Not my main...
Caring. Bossy.
Un poco.
Loving.
Caring, I think.
Lovely. I will give you caring. Oh!
Yeah,
we've already diagnosed you. You are Katniss Everdeen from The Hunger Games. Hey! You are most likely independent and strong and always put others before yourself. Claro, you put caring. Yeah.
Claro. But I said blue, and now that I think I had to be mystic. Because she was blue.
No,
I think
it was like the... I'm sorry.
No, but a pesar del blue, so you can't...
Katniss, you're good at thinking outside the box, and you do whatever is necessary to move forward.
Bueno, más o menos bien, siempre.
I'm going to do it now, because now I'm really jealous that you got Katniss. Actually, I wouldn't want to be Katniss, because she's...
A lo mejor te sale Pita, ¿no? ¿Cómo era el otro? El novio.
Yo que sé.
Pita, pero no era Jennifer Lawrence, claro.
I'm going to go to New York... My ideal plans will be a night out with friends, venga, just to be different. I'm giving the homeless person some money. Claro. My favorite color will be green. The things that make me angry, I'm going to go for rudeness, carrot bag. Where would you rather live? Somewhere, an apartment in the middle of a city, yeah. How would your friends describe you? Bossy.
No, I'm loving.
No, I put bossy.
Hello.
I'm Aurora Lane from Passengers. You are most likely brave. Claro. Inventive. Claro. And creative. Claro. Mm. You always value truth and honesty more than anything else. You may also be a bit of a thrill seeker. Am I a thrill seeker? I don't like going on.
Thrill seeker is like buscas el adrenalina, ¿no?
Yeah.
I don't know. You should know.
No.
Eso es porque haces el test sin pensar.
Yeah, exactly.
Sale lo que...
I have to watch Passengers now and see. Anyway, well done. That was a great quiz. Should I quiz you on how much you know about her, or do you want some songs? Which one? No. Tenuous Links.
Venga.
Yeah, you like that?
Tenuous Link.
Okay, whoa, no, not okay. My little link for my tenuous link is an image, is an image of the Guardian newspaper.
Perfectly tenuous.
Yeah.
An image.
No, you know what it was? It was Jennifer Lawrence in the new film Don't Look Up, I think, and the fact that she is earning less than the co-star. Who's that?
Oh, no sé quién es, pero muy mal.
Yeah, pero she doesn't mind, she says.
But who is he?
Who is he? That's the question.
Depends on the caché. How do you say caché?
The pull, no? The draw.
The normal amount you work for.
Okay, so, yeah. Like, I have to say that her co-star... Oh, we've done a program on him. We've mentioned one of his films today with lots of expletives in it.
Hombre, claro. Leo.
Claro. Leo.
Leonardo DiCaprio, yeah.
You happy?
Tiene mucho caché, Leo.
He's got a lot of draw. Do you think?
Hombre.
More than her?
Yeah.
Well,
super famous. Like, maybe he's the
most.
Top three in Hollywood now.
Okay, well, she says, Leo brings in more box office than I do, and I'm extremely fortunate and happy with my deal. Because she's getting for the film $25 million, and he's getting $30 million. Pues, she's happy, I'm happy. But she says, in other situations, what I have seen, and I'm sure other women in the workforce have seen as well, is that it's extremely uncomfortable to inquire about equal pay. Okay, so she doesn't feel like, no one feels comfortable asking about it. But she says, if you do question something that appears unequal, you're told it's not gender disparity, but they can't tell you what exactly it is. ¿Has entendido algo?
Casi no.
¿Qué dicen que no? Que no es porque es que es un chico o una chica. Pero no,
no
saben...
In this case...
No, but I think she says...
A gender thing.
But that's what she's saying now. She's like, no, but he is...
He is more popular.
Exactly. But she says...
He's super popular, but... Even more.
But in the old days, she used to accept less money and get very angry with herself afterwards. Because she would have, there'd be a pay gap, they say a gender pay gap. And so she'd find out that she got considerably less than male co-stars, and she got mad at herself. She added, I failed as a negotiator because I gave up early. ¿Qué significa eso? She failed... As a negotiator. Okay. So she failed as a negotiator because she gave up early. No quería pelear por el tema, I guess. And she didn't want to keep fighting. I like this quote she says. I didn't want to keep fighting over millions of dollars that francamente, due to two franchises, there's that word again, I don't need. So she knew that it was the right thing to do, but she didn't want to, you know, to kick up a fuss when she was already forada. Yeah, it's normal. I think I can understand that. But now, with this new film, she genuinely doesn't think it's a problem because he has more draw. He's more popular than her. Fair enough. Nacho, what are you doing on the computer there? He's there twiddling away. He does this. The last show ever, and he has to abandon me in the last minute. Typical Nacho. Now I think he's finding me a song. A really sad song about murder and death. Possibly. Is that what he's doing? I can't even see his face anymore. He's hiding. So yes, the song The Hanging Tree by, I don't know who it's by. Did she sing it in the film? I don't know. I'm going to check. Do you know what song that is? She looks very sad in the video. I can see her. The hanging tree, el árbol que cae? Que sé yo. I don't know. Anyway, Nacho's going to put it on for you now, I think. And here are the lyrics. Are you coming to the tree. ¿Vienes, Nacho, al árbol?
Of course.
Ah, yeah, now, sí.
There's one hanging tree, no, algo así.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I want. Ir. They strung up a man, they say, who murdered three. Han colgado ahí un hombre que mató. Bueno, bye, bye, I'll miss you. Bye.
Are you coming to the tree where dead men called out for his love to flee? Strange things did happen here, no stranger would it be if we met at midnight in the hanging tree. Are you coming to the tree where I told you to run so we'd both be free? Strange things did happen here, no stranger would it be if we met at midnight in the hanging tree. Are you coming to the tree where a necklace of hope side by side with me? Strange things did happen here, no stranger would it be if we met at midnight in the hanging tree. Are you coming to the tree where I told you to run so we'd both be free? Strange things did happen here, no stranger would it be if we met at midnight in the hanging tree. Are you coming to the tree? They strung up a man, they say the murder free. Strange things that happened here, no stranger would it be? We met at midnight in the hanging tree. Are you coming to the tree?
Un máster o un MBA apenas impresiona a un entrevistador. Son muchos ya los que tienen estudios de posgrado. Sin embargo, siguen siendo pocos los que pueden demostrar un ágil y potente dominio del inglés. Es aquí donde uno se diferencia. Es aquí donde uno destaca de verdad. Céntrate en el inglés. Quítalo de en medio y empieza a cotizar alto en el mercado laboral.
Los másters en inglés profesional de Vaughan harán que se dispare tu carrera profesional. Llama e infórmate sin compromiso. No te arrepentirás. 91-133-5833. 91-133-5833. Haz una pausa y disfruta. Mejorando, aprendiendo con tu curso trimestral por videoconferencia.